We pray. Lord God, hear us. Help us, for you are our only hope. Amen. Yesterday I went on the internet and Googled the words 9/11 and hope. I was not too surprised to see many websites containing these two expressions. There's even a website called 911USAHope.com. There can be no question but that after a tragedy, people desperately search for hope, for something to make them believe that there will be a better tomorrow. However, so many of them set their hopes upon what man does, or what they hope that men will do. On some of the websites, even clergymen encourage people to set their hopes upon some good quality in mankind. As for us, there is another 9/11 to which we look for hope. It's Jeremiah 29:11. Listen to the words of the Lord. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The implication of this text is that without the Lord and without his gracious thoughts toward us, there is no hope. We know that this is true, for we are told at that time, that is before we came to faith, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. One thing we need to realize is that our thoughts are different from God's thoughts. Our thoughts are electrical currents in the brain. Well, actually, there's more to it than that. We have souls. As long as we are in the body, the thoughts of our souls function by means of the brain. As for God, he says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Of course, God is talking about much more than his act of thinking. He's talking about the content of his thoughts. Nevertheless, it is true that even his act of thinking is different from ours. His thoughts have the power to do what they contain. He thinks, and things happen. They happen in perfect accord with what he thinks. For instance, we consider knowing as a part of the thought process. For God, however, knowing is more. It is an activity. When he knows you, it means that he enters into an intimate and loving relationship with you. Looking at the negative side, what else can he mean when he says, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, we have prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Our text says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." We may take it from God that this is not just wishful thinking. It is operative thought. Moreover, he does not say the thoughts that I'm thinking about you, but the thoughts that I think toward you. His thoughts are directed toward us. If they are thoughts of peace, as he says in our text, then those thoughts are set in motion and his peace is flowing toward us. This peace is elsewhere defined as something that comes to us through Christ. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Truly, through the knowledge of Christ and trust in his atoning work, we are at peace with God. Sin is the only thing that can put us at odds with God, and forgiveness has removed that barrier. So all is well. Now we know that we have a future and a hope, because his operative thoughts toward us are thoughts of peace and not evil. No matter what happens in our earthly future, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Truly, we have a future. Truly, we have a hope. It cannot be attacked by terrorists. It cannot be blown away by hurricanes nor washed away by floods. Nothing can touch it. Nothing can remove it or change it, because it is firmly fixed in the mind of God. And here today, in this place, God has repeated this truth to you, the students, staff, and faculty of ILC. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. As he thinks, so shall it be. 9/11, now how about 29/11? When you think of 9/11, may your thoughts be turned towards Jeremiah 29:11. Our hymn for the day is 123, verses 1, 2, 3, and 8.